Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, it's that time again for Successipes. We've got your recipe for success in business and living, and I'm your host, Lori Wilk. We are live today. What a great, gorgeous day. Actually, we're coming live to you from Florida. The sun is shining. It's been an amazing day. The temperatures have been beautiful. So we're sharing this love and energy with you wherever you may be, and hope that you did have a beautiful, loving day and that there were people in your life that found you to be very special and shared that with you. We're excited today to have a guest on our show who's an author of multiple books. Our guest's most recent book is called How to Get Hitched in 90 Days. So I want you to help me welcome to our program today, Linda Gross. Linda, welcome to Successipes.
Why, thank you, Lori. Thanks for having me.
It's so cool to be here talking about love and relationships. Would you share with our audience a little bit about your background and what led you to this book?
Yes, what led me to this book was my previous book that I wrote for men. And one of the cool features of my writing the book for men is I interviewed 20,000 men to see what their roadblocks were, what their fears were, what they were having issues with. So in writing this new book for the ladies, Hitched in 90 Days or Less, the ladies got all my insight directly from a man. So you'll find out, why the guy is approaching you, why the guy is calling you for a date, why the guy wants to get into a relationship with you, and if and why the guy will propose to you or not, and plus the opposites of all of these that I just said. So you get the insight of my 20,000 interviews with these guys and really get it straight on what makes a relationship work.
When you offered, when you spent your time to interview 20,000 men, how long did that take?
I just started it as a process, and it lasted 18 months, and I worked on it 7 days a week, 18 hours a day. But to me, it wasn't work at all because it was so interesting to me. It was so exciting when the men and I were talking about certain issues. When I would get a certain response back, I would get like 500 of the same exact response back to a particular question, let's say. And then I thought, wow, this is really cool. Let me keep going. And then when I got 1,000 answers coming back the same way to the same question, I thought, you know what, I'm really on to something. I should put all this into a book. So what I found was consistency, 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 meaning that I found that during my research that a lot of our behaviors are what I call pre-programmed. They are biologically determined because of our hormones, our biology, our enzymes, our synaptic functions, and very little of it has to do with what psychologists call as nurture, meaning the environment or how you were raised. So all this consistency, I was able to write the book. Plus, I did my own university study research study, scouring over thousands and thousands of research studies that were done to collaborate what I found through these questionnaires as well as what the science says.
It's amazing. So do you professionally work with the university or a professional psychologist? What do you declare your work as?
Yeah, I don't necessarily work with university psychologists, although I do have a degree in psychology from UCLA. So I kind of know how the drill works and how they came upon, the subjects and what their studies were. I mean, obviously, the larger the sample size you have and the more consistent that sample size is, the better results you're going to get. So, I could have stopped at my questionnaires at 500 or 1,000 or whatever, but I wanted to be doubly, doubly sure that what I was reporting back is accurate. And I have found, thousands of guys who have written back to me who were completely poo-pooing, you know, my results and what have you. Linda, this is not going to work. I'm like, yes, it is. Just try it. And they wrote back to me saying, oh, my God, you've changed my life. It absolutely does work. And the cool thing about it is when we get in touch with our natural being, our natural state, these techniques are easy. They're inherent. They're techniques that we already have within us. So I think, you know, today's people who are entering a relationship, they've strayed away from that, and they've let a lot of negativity in the media and how they were raised, et cetera, throw them off course. So it's really easy. Like when you have a raised level of awareness of what you're supposed to be doing, of what supposedly is natural, and you reconnect with that, it's super powerful because it absolutely works. That the rest of the stuff is just ego and bunk and just a bunch of lies we were sold.
Wow, this is huge. So the first book was Mastering Women, and then this new one is called How to Get Hitched in 90 Days by, you know, author Linda Gross. Now, was there anything that you found of all the questions and all the studies, a surprise, a huge surprise that you weren't expecting?
Well, for the men's book, the number one question that I was asked by men is, why does nice guy not work? You know, because you will often hear of a woman or a mother say, oh, you know, you should like marry a nice guy or you should hook up with a nice guy. And that logic absolutely doesn't work. And the reason why it doesn't work is because women are biologically programmed to select a mate that will help her out of danger or a threat. So in other words, way back when in caveman days, if there was a threat to the camp, let's say it was an animal or maybe it was a weather condition like a tsunami or a fire or something like that, Mother Nature, in general, has built men to be bigger, badder, stronger, and faster for a reason, and that is to lead women and children out away from that danger. So that's why we automatically seek a guy that has that gene, you know, the bad guy, you know, the guy with the tats and the motorcycle and what have you, is because they have that confidence gene. Now, that person might not be a good person for us long term, but that's, you know, we crave that. We seek that. So somebody that's going to hold our purse at the mall, even though women say that's what they want, or the guy that cries at the movie, they want a sensitive guy, you know, in general that sounds nice, but biologically that is not how we're programmed. And that's why we don't go for that type of guy.
Wow. That's amazing. So where do you start in this book on how to get hitched in 90 days? Because it's an amazing title. I mean, where did you pick that title? I love it.
Well, I like to, you know, it's kind of, the title is a throwback, the old-fashioned term called hitched, like, you know, hitch your wagon back in the, you know, covered wagon days when the settlers were moving from the East Coast to the West Coast because of the gold rush or whatever reason, you know, they were coming to the West Coast for prosperity and, you know, to acquire land and what have you. So it's like, you know, hitch your wagon onto my wagon and, you know, you've got like 20 wagons all hitched together and they're caravanning from the East Coast to the West Coast. So it's kind of a cute idea and it's a play on words because the word hitched means, you know, to get married or to get engaged. So that's what I'm talking about.
I love that. So where do you want women to start with your message in this current book, How to Get Hitched in 90 Days? Where's the beginning point?
Well, the beginning point is a couple of different things. Number one, I teach women what are their self-sabotaging behaviors. Because a lot of times we have an action or a behavior, but we are doing it subconsciously. We're not you know, thinking about it, of what our action is, but we do the action regardless. So, you know, I am showing you what those behaviors are and how men interpret those behaviors. Because you might say, you know, oh, I want you to walk my dog around the block, my little teacup dog around the block. You're not thinking of the ramification of that. You know, hold my purse at the mall or whatever. You're not thinking of, well, how is the guy interpreting this? So because of my interviews with those thousands of men, I'm telling you how the guy is interpreting your reactions and actions. So some of those behaviors that are negative, that are turnoffs to guys, you know, once you raise your level of awareness, you can stop doing it, you know, or you can alter your behavior to where you get a more positive response, thereby getting a more positive guy who enters your life.
I love that. So how do you go about taking this from the book into the practical with people? You know, do you have programs or coachings or events? Can you talk a little bit about what you do?
Absolutely. I do one-on-one coaching, and they can always hire me out for those services. And my coaching is very targeted and very direct. I mean, people come to me with problems that they've had, you know, all their lives, or maybe they've been seeing a psychologist for 5 years, 8 years, 10 years, and still haven't solved their problem. My coaching is very targeted, and most of my clients are in and out within 4 weeks. So it's very effective. I know how to zero in on what the problem is. Sometimes they tell me the problem is X. Sometimes it is X. But I have the ability that maybe it's not X at all. Maybe it's really Y that we need to work on. So I'm able to make it very concise and very focused to where you get your needs met and your problem solved.
Sounds exciting. And how do they actually reach you?
They can reach me on my website, and the website is themensadvocate.com, themensadvocate.com, and that will lead you to the women's site. It will lead you to, you know, my coaching page and all about that and how you can sign up for those services. It has all the social media links like Twitter. It will also lead you to Amazon, where you can buy each of the books, either in a paperback version or in the ebook version.
Awesome. So what was it like actually writing the books, like the process of writing and publishing? So yours was done more on the self-publishing pathway. Is that accurate?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. And so
basically,
what
I usually take the direction that my reader wants to go. So I look at, you know, what my email says, and if I keep getting the same questions again and again as to what their hang-ups and what their, you know, what their hold-ups are in their relationships, that's usually like a good starting ground for me to start writing about those topics. I don't want to just, you know, get up here and like be a professor about it. I want to give you real life techniques that you can use that are easy to use, easy to grasp, and easy to implement. The women's book, Hitched in 90 Days, is just like that. It's a very quick read. Most of my ladies say they can read it in a day or two, but the concepts, they're easy to do, but they're very deep, and they're very well rooted. Like I say, I took the research back to 10,000 years ago. So these are techniques that will work across the board. It doesn't matter, you know, race, color, creed, religion, what part of the country you live in. None of those things matter because they are inherent things that come naturally to us anyway, that we've strayed away from that, and we just need to get back on track and get back to what's natural and normal and do that, and it works really well.
I love that, and we'll have to connect. We'll have to have our listeners connect with you on places like Facebook and Twitter. Twitter, I know you're at DT4M, and I think that that's fun and exciting. I want to hear more about your continued research and about the results with the book. I'm hoping to see you at the bestsellers lift shortly, and I understand you're going to be making appearances out in LA at the upcoming very big book show. So that's exciting. Again,
yes,
you've been with us. Yeah, go ahead.
I've been just selected. Apparently there's like thousands of applicants, and I've been selected to be part of the LA Times Book Fair, which is happening at USC on April 18 and 19. It's a weekend from 10 to 5. So I look forward to meeting people there in person, and we'll take selfies, and I'll sign your books and answer your questions. So that would be a great place for people to meet me.
Hate to come to the end of the show, but you've been listening to Linda Gross. I'm your host, Lori Wilk, and until we get together again, be safe, be successful. Goodbye for now. Thanks, Linda.
Thank you.
All right. Bye now.